The thousands of people seeing the musical Hamilton now include enough students to populate a small city. The musical is a smash hit. It portrays America's founding fathers as if they are brash young men who duel in hip-hop lyrics. Some educators have found a special use for that show. Here's Beth Fertig of member station WNYC.
The success of Hamilton is about more than its contemporary take on that frozen face on the $10 bill. Sure, it's got catchy songs, and the cast is multiracial. The characters are relatable, and it's based on a close reading of history. Creator Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote this match between Alexander Hamilton and a British loyalist after reading their original written arguments.
Chaos and bloodshed already haunt us.
That fusion of history and pop culture inspired the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History to create a Hamilton-based curriculum. Over the course of the next year, 20,000 New York City high school students are studying some of the same documents Miranda used when he wrote the play. But that's not all.
You have no idea how long we've been waiting to see you.
On Wednesday, Miranda welcomed the first batch of 1,300 cheering students to the Richard Rogers Theater. The Rockefeller Foundation is spending almost $1.5 million so students from high-poverty schools can get the hottest ticket on Broadway for just $10 each. But they aren't attending just as audience members. Representatives from each school perform their own short projects on stage.
Damn, that dude was a creative individual. Came up with a plan for the National Bank.
Many of the kids wrote about Hamilton's ascent from a Caribbean immigrant to the nation's first Treasury Secretary.
But Thomas Jefferson started getting upset. He didn't want the bank in the future of the nation.
Sitting there, always hating on Hamilton's creations.
Others wrote about Hamilton's rival.
Oh, Mr. Aaron Burr, you've made me a widow for the rest of my life. Without the love of my life.
They call me Aaron Burr, but this place is about to turn hot, because I'm the dude responsible for Alex getting shot.
There were also plenty of kids who had fun with the contradictions of history.
And the Declaration, it stated, it basically gives the rights to every life. Wait, did I say every? Oh, wait, not your wife. You see?
Some of the students spent weeks working on their productions. 11th grader Brendan Owoyemi performed in a scene about Hamilton and his wife. He says listening to the soundtrack and reading the letters between Hamilton and Burr made a difference.
It's really made me more interested because now I'm like, okay, he was a person too, and he was like thinking some of the things that I'm thinking in my life.
Brendan goes to Brooklyn's Fort Hamilton High School. His classmate, Kalanicki Lambrinoudis, says the history also became more complicated the more they read.
You cannot always completely trust what you read in a primary source because it's written by a particular person. You must read several and then absorb all of it and take your own take on it, whatever you think it might be.
The Hamilton Education Program is aiming to spread that lesson. It plans to take the curriculum wherever the show goes on tour, beginning in Chicago this September. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.
Rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, stay in the city just to watch all the guys.